This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Black Bear with Hot Girl Bummer. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader with you Tuesday morning. And you can also follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/morefoxfm, where Reader, I got some hot takes this morning.
Oh, do you?
I got a pocket full of hot takes. Patrick posted yesterday on Facebook a picture of some marshmallows. Ah. And it's one of those, there's 10 marshmallows of a different kind of doneness on a campfire. Oh, okay. And he was just asking what people, what number they go for between the ranges, because Patrick is between 7 and 9, so that's between done and absolutely smoldering ash.
that's about where I fall to.
Really? You go for number 9 and number 10?
Not 9 and 10. You in that, probably 8. 8 to 9.
That's my hot take for today, because we got a couple comments on there. I'm not going to name names, but a couple people in the 10 category. And for me, a completely burnt and black marshmallow isn't appetizing. I don't know. Is that much
it's
of a hot take?
It's just outside.
Yeah, I guess. But it's all crusty and ash. I don't know.
It's like when you get a nice sear on the outside of a steak.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a sear and a char, right? Because a sear for me would be like a 7 or an 8 on this photo. 9 and 10, that's inedible to me.
See, it's like, it goes back to the toast argument. Do you like your toast lightly toasted, or do you like it more dark toasted?
Do I have Cheese Whiz?
That's a variable that has to be taken into account, because Cheese Whiz can save burnt toast.
Cheese Whiz can't save a burnt marshmallow.
But even if I'm having regular toast, I like fairly dark, fairly toasted toast.
Okay. I mean, level of doneness on toast doesn't bother me unless it's absolutely black and then you whip out the Cheese Whiz. But yeah, for me, marshmallows, I'm like 5 to 7. I'm like a barely cooked to a nice golden brown kind of thing. That's okay. Where I fall on it. I think we can both agree, though, that number one is just a marshmallow on a stick, and like,
yeah, you're just eating it. You're just putting on a stick to eat it.
All right. Could you imagine sitting down at a campfire, everybody's putting marshmallows on sticks and cooking them over the fire, and then one guy's just eating the marshmallow
out of the bag. What did you do? I just warmed it for 3 seconds over the fire.
Yeah, it was next to the fire for a couple seconds.
Just enough to warm it up.
How do you fare on this 1 to 10? What marshmallow doneness do you go for? You can go to facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Nick and Reader want to expand their media empire beyond the show and podcast. We laugh too. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, Tuesday morning on the morning show. It's Nick and Reader hanging out with you. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. Reader, it's September 1st.
That's right.
It's the first day of September, and it's also pumpkin spice season, my friend.
Yeah.
Have you noticed anybody out there holding some pumpkin spice lattes yet? Or
I can't say I've noticed it, but I've seen people on social media saying, yep, they're full on into the pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are getting into that kind of mood because, yeah, of course, it is the first day of September out there. Have you ever had a pumpkin spice latte?
I have not.
Okay, I've had a few in my day. They're fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. They're just a seasonal drink kind of thing, too. But you know what? I think I prefer a pumpkin spice latte over just pumpkin in general, right?
No?
Yeah, like, I'm not really a fan of just pumpkin. Like, I'll have pumpkin pie or I'll have a pumpkin spice latte, but yeah, I'm not the kind of guy that just puts pumpkin in stuff. It's not really my thing.
Well, outside of pie, I can't really say I've had much pumpkin anything other than pumpkin seeds.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess the pumpkin seeds are great because they're pumpkin seeds, but I've never really just cooked with a pumpkin. It's just not something that I've ever tried
cooking with. Is pumpkin a gourd?
It's a gourd.
Yeah, like a squash or whatever.
Yeah, so it's a lot of people carve it instead of eat it, so I think that's kind of the purpose, but I think it's still a little bit too early to carve some pumpkins. We're just in September, so enjoy your pumpkins in latte form, and we'll get to the carving stuff in a month's time.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM, Nick and Reader with you on a Tuesday morning. And Reader, I wanted to talk about aqua socks for a second.
Okay.
Okay, have you ever worn aqua socks or aqua shoes kind of deal?
I have.
Okay.
Not often, but I have.
I think I have too, maybe when I was younger. I only bring this up because my dad likes to go fishing, and he sent me a photo of all the fish that he caught the other day, and he was wearing aqua socks in his photo, and I thought, you know what? I used to make fun. I used to tease people who wore aqua socks, but now I realize how practical they are, especially yes. when you're my dad and you're a fisherman, right? Because if you're getting in and out of a boat all the time, launching it by yourself, and it helps having shoes that are waterproof.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. If you're bringing in wet fish that are flopping around,
and I was just thinking
water everywhere.
Aqua socks because of people's reactions to stepping on plants in water. You know what I mean? Like, there's two things in life that I always love watching. That thing that ducks do, where they dive down and kick their stupid little duck feet in the air, and people reacting to stepping on seaweed or plants or something in a lake. Those are my two favorite reactions in this world.
As if there was the remote possibility that they would just never run into plant life in a lake.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sometimes something touches your leg or your foot, and you can't normally see it. No. If you're in the water, so I mean, it could be a little bit spooky sometimes too, but yeah. I've never actually been to a lake with you, so I don't know if that's how you react in lakes, but I do sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do jump around a little bit when I step on some seaweed kind of thing.
I jump around if I inadvertently step on a rock that I didn't expect to be there.
Yeah, that would be a good one too. Also, you know, Reader and I are talking about all the things that could go wrong in the water, which can be solved by a pair of aqua socks.
There you go.
I think I may actually get a pair now because, I mean, I don't do a lot of fishing, and it's not like I'd go swimming in them, but I kind of like the idea of waterproof shoes because I walk to work. It might be helpful in the rain.
Oh, definitely. Or you could get those old slip-on toe rubbers.
Maybe not.
No?
Let me take a rain check on that one. Might just go with the aqua socks in this. So if you see me walking around with aqua socks, don't point and laugh. Well, you can point and laugh if you want to. But no, I'm only doing it to keep my feet dry.
Be safe. Wear a mask.
Not like Nick and Reader, though. Halloween masks are not appropriate. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Miley Cyrus. That's the new one from Miley. It's More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM, and also more winning, because we're going to have a name for you later this morning of somebody who is one pizza richer.
Oh, that is something nice to have in your portfolio, your food portfolio.
Your food portfolio, yeah, because who doesn't want free pizza? I mean, free pizza could replace a lot of stuff for me, you know, like, you know, remembering birthdays, paychecks.
It's one of those things that, I mean, if you want, you could get it and use it today, but if you wanted to save it and just have it in your back pocket for one of those days when you're just, oh, I don't feel like making anything. What am I going to do? I'm in a rush. And then, bing!
My stupid nephew is coming to visit and he's a picky eater.
Pizza!
Pizza! There you go. All you need to do is listen on Monday for that keyword to text in. Once you do, enter in, and you could win. Big shout-outs to Domino's and Yorkton for hooking us up.
Be safe. Wear a mask.
Not like Nick and Reader, though. Halloween masks are not appropriate. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Ollie Gady, More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM. Nick and Reader hanging out with you. It's Tuesday morning, and Reader, it's time for a segment of the show that I love dearly. You maybe not so much. It's time for Pokemon or Prescription Medication.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The part of the show where I get Reader to guess if the name that I say is the name of a Pokemon or if it's the name of an actual prescription medication.
Oh, boy.
They sound eerily similar. Okay, Reader, here's your first one. Euloric. Pokemon or prescription medication? Euloric.
Medication.
That is.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a medication to treat gout. It's a gout medication.
Okay.
Yeah. Fanpee. Fanpee.
Pokemon.
It is a Pokemon. Yeah. That is the long nose Pokemon. It's like a little elephant. It's cute.
Huh.
Glaceon.
Pokemon.
That is a Pokemon.
Oh, my.
You're 3 for 3 so far, dude.
I'm guessing accurately today.
That is the fresh snow Pokemon.
Hmm.
Zorantin.
That sounds like a drug.
That is definitely a drug. It's meant to treat mild epilepsy.
Oh, okay.
Finally, Morpeko. Pokemon or prescription medication?
Medication.
That is...
Oh!
The two-sided Pokemon. Hey, dude.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. How did that happen? Have you been playing some Pokemon in your free time?
Oh, you know me. I'm all about that in my spare time.
Or you're just all about the prescription medication.
No, it's 50-50 chance. Either you guess right or you guess wrong.
Absolutely. Read 4 for 5. How many did you get right? Let us know. Facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM. Like that.